In 2017, the U.S. will get its first full solar eclipse that will sweep across the entire country since 1918, and Western Kentucky will be in the path for best viewing. Some Hopkinsville residents and scientists are already preparing for this event. Assistant Professor of Physics for Hopkinsville Community College, Scott Bain, joins me now to talk about this upcoming eclipse. Scott, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Scott, this eclipse will be able to be seen from basically a diagonal line from the northwest United States down to the southeastern portion of the United States on August 21st, 2017. Hopkinsville is the area of what NASA calls the greatest eclipse. What does that mean?
That means that this is where the eclipse will last the longest. It's for residents of Hopkinsville, it's going to last for 2 minutes and 40 seconds. The sun will be blocked for that amount of time. And this location here is where that's going to happen for the longest time. Every place else along the path of the eclipse will not be in total darkness for quite that long.
But people who could see it from other places will be in total darkness, but it may just be a much shorter period of time?
Yes, if I remember right, it starts at like 1 minute 30 seconds on the west coast and goes from about 1 minute 30 seconds long to about 2 minutes and 40 seconds long for the total eclipse.
Now, this line that we've talked about stretching from the northwest to the southeast, how broad of a spectrum do we have? How many miles in between this diagonal line could people see the eclipse?
The eclipse here in Kentucky at its widest is going to be about 70 miles wide. It's going to narrow down to, I think, around 50 or 60 miles wide at the east coast or the west coast end of the country.
And I've mentioned that this is the first time an eclipse will cross the entire country since 1918, but what are the odds of this ever happening again and Western Kentucky being the greatest point of eclipse?
The odds of Western Kentucky being the greatest point of eclipse ever again are rather small because there's a pattern to eclipses, but it's just off enough that the same spot is not going to be the location of greatest eclipse for a very long time, for a second eclipse after it happens once.
So what about listeners that we have maybe in Paducah or Murray? Would you, outside of the tourism opportunity for the city of Hopkinsville, would you recommend that they drive from Murray or Paducah to Hopkinsville to see this eclipse?
I think that, the eclipse will pass over Paducah, and I haven't actually checked on Murray, but it will pass. It should pass through Murray, too. They will still get to see the eclipse for well over 2 minutes, unless they really want to be in a location where it's going to last longest. There's not much reason for them to drive down here, but they can see it just fine from Paducah.
Now, a similar eclipse like this occurred in 2008, I think, over Russia and China. What type of tourist draw did it have? Do you have an idea of how many people Hopkinsville may expect?
I looked that up the other day, and the news source I found said there were about 10,000 people that went to a town in Russia to see the eclipse, and again, about 10,000 people for another town in China. So this could draw thousands of people to Hopkinsville and to other places along the path as well.
Is there a location already specified for the watch? I mean, to accommodate possibly 10,000 people, where would this be?
We are working on that. This is something that we're currently in discussion about, and we have reached out to local government and to businesses to let them know that we're going to expect this many people. We're doing it this early so we have enough time to prepare for 10,000 people coming into Hopkinsville so we can figure out the answers to questions like those.
Well, I'm sure we'll be having this conversation again in about 5 years, Scott. Scott Bain is an assistant professor of physics at Hopkinsville Community College. The greatest point of eclipse for the 2017 solar eclipse, and that's going to be in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. Thank you very much, Scott Bain, for your time.
Thank you again.